That's right. Hello, people. I am Christine Lemmer-Weber, Executive Director of the Sprightly Institute. This is Jessica Tallon, Founding Technologist at the Sprightly Institute. I hear a lot of people talking about this Activity Pub thing in the room. People seem pretty excited about it. Can anybody explain to me what Activity Pub is? It's like email. It's sometimes it's a little bit hard to get some talking in with Jessica, but I'm going to do my best. But I just remembered, actually, we spent quite a few years working on ActivityPub, so we're co-authors, co-editors. We're very excited about ActivityPub. We're very glad that people are clearly excited about the Fediverse. There's a few users online. I think we're happy with that, right? You know, it's great, right? There might be a little bit more to do. Maybe it's done, right? You know, I think it's probably pretty... No? Okay. Well, maybe what else could we do, right? You know, people worry about their sites going down, and, you know, they might have to move somewhere, their posts disappear. That's one clear one. And also, there's this whole thing about, you know, if you read the ActivityPub spec, there's this authentication and authorization thing, and it kind of goes like, right? You know, it just kind of stops there. And, like, the W3C at the time was like, don't do that. Right, like, you know, it's not ready, and so, like, we kind of did our best, but, you know, we spent a lot of time thinking since then about what we might do, and, you know, there's things like people moderation. You know, it's tough for people who work on things, I think, probably, right? You know, like instance administrators get tired. They're like, I've walked this whole instance, but we also want people to self-host as much as possible. But if people start self-hosting as much as possible, then I guess you're just blocking individuals at that point. So that might be a problem, right? So at one point, I wrote up this thing called OCAP Pub. And, you know, because one of the things I think we really loved about Activity Pub is that it's an actor model system, right? Who here knows about the actor model? Oh, okay, about 30%. So it's great. It's all about, you know, sending messages, like email, right? You know, but it turns out you can do all of computing this way, and it works great for asynchronous systems. And I think one of the things that Jessica and I loved about ActivityPub is that it's an actor model system, and there's so much you could do with it. But, like, we're kind of, like, doing the decentralized version of this major Web 2.0 site, and then the centralized version of that major Web 2.0 site, that's about good enough, right? Like, that's about, maybe we could do some more rich interactions. You know, like, what is social? What is it? What does it mean to be social, right? I mean, you know, like, we think about social as, like, these kind of constrained, just like you're sending, like, a message to somebody things. But, you know, the actor model, you can do things, right? And it turns out that actually people really want software where you can do things. Maybe why can't all software be social? And in fact, right, like if like once something like Google Docs appears, it's really hard to convince people to use something like LibreOffice, right? You know, like once you end up getting to the point where you can make something collaborative, then it's really great. You know, like could we do more of that? Could we make it more peer-to-peer? Right? And it's an actor model system. We can send messages. It doesn't matter where they live. We can send the messages anywhere. Oh, this is good. This is really great. So, like, when I was writing up OCAP Pub, I'm like, yeah. And then there's this whole great security model. We left out that authentication and authorization thing. But for authorization, there's a way to do things that we can understand, and it's called capability security. And so I started writing this document called OCAP Pub, Towards Networks of Consent. And it's like, people read it, and they're like, yeah, okay, yeah, it's the problem domain, it's right, you're explaining the things, it's really exciting, and then it's like, it gets to the part where it's like, how do you do this? And it just kind of stops.